Good morning, Glenridge. This is Tumelo. A few months ago, we decided to enroll for swimming lesson, myself and Tops. And we were really blessed to have a very experienced, passionate and patient coach who made the whole experience fun and enjoyable and therefore easy to learn. One principle that I learned, which I thought was profound, was that during the swimming, the state of mind is very important, and that can mean the difference between you drowning and you surviving in water. The minute you worry about drowning or become tense or fight the water or think you are tired or think that you're running out of breath, you begin to sink and not move freely in the water. You stop to move forward. You stop to float and you start to get tired. It is always amazing that when you do the opposite, that is relaxing, letting go, you begin to float and move forward freely. You actually, you find yourself using less energy and therefore less tired. And the same is true with our God. When we surrender our challenges, difficulties, or anxieties to Him completely, that is having faith in the midst of all our challenges. We suddenly float, so to say, in the water, we suddenly begin to move forward. We find rest in Him in the midst of all our challenges. Matthew 6, chapter verse 28 to 34 reads as follows. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, that what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Friends, I trust that this encourages you in whatever you are going through. And may God bless you.